This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Brought to you by Quick Assist. Got extra game day tickets? Turn them into cash with Quick Assist. Download Quick Assist from your app store today to find H-Town fans looking for seats. That's Q-U-I-C-K-A-S-Y-S-T. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. So the NFL Combine is one of the major pillars on the NFL schedule every year. And it's one of the big events that ends up being kind of like a, I don't know what the right word is, convention for NFL people.
That's exactly what it is.
Everybody descends on Indy. And it becomes a yearly event. And one of the things that the NFL has done with some of their yearly events is they started moving them around because the NFL is always about making money and making these things destination events that you can take to Las Vegas or various other places, or Green Bay in some cases. Isn't the draft going to be in Green Bay here relatively soon?
Yeah.
Right? Doing those things is what the NFL has begun doing. And so there was news that the scouting combine was maybe going to start moving around just like the draft and other things. Mm-hmm. But as of yesterday, there was news that the Indianapolis will once again host the Combine, not just this upcoming season for 2025, but also in 2026. They said that Indianapolis and the Combine has a proud history together, so they're thrilled to continue the longstanding partnership with Visi Indy, the Colts, and local community for the 26th event.
Don't you feel like this is more like if the NFL had its way, it would move the Combine, but coaches and general managers have a strong voice in this? Because I think coaches and general managers, like, they want the normalcy, they want the consistency of what Indianapolis can bring. Like, it's one thing to have the draft, okay?
Because they're not traveling.
Yeah, and that's just the party and all the work
they're
is
here.
Done.
Yeah,
all
they're
the work
in
is
their
done.
Homes. Yeah,
Indianapolis is a very interesting city. It's not a great, like, oh, I got to go to Indianapolis destination type city.
Yeah, there's no
but
destination.
But they do
really.
Events great.
Indianapolis at some point in their history decided. Ain't a lot that draws you to Indy. So in order to make sure that we could keep our commerce up, we're just going to be the best convention city that there ever is, right? Mm-hmm. They leaned all the way in on this. You know, they have lots of lodging.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the downtown area and you don't want to go outside, you don't have to. There's
tunnels
and all sorts of things that connect everything.
Yeah.
And I think that for that reason, it has existed as a great place for the NFL's probably biggest convention in the draft combine. I just don't really get the appeal in moving the draft combine around. Are people really going to visit? And I don't know, is that tourism and is that more valuable than having, you know, the entirety of your league be able to descend upon a place and know that they have places where they're comfortable in order to do the major work that helps develop the league for another year.
Yeah.
I never understood the appeal of it, and it seems like maybe slowly the NFL is realizing that it probably works best if they keep it in the same
place. Yeah, is that more fan-friendly type of deal?
There's not really that many fans
Do you know fans that go to the... I got to go to the combine?
It's a lot of agents, a lot of players.
Yeah.
A few fans.
Personnel.
Personnel people.
I look at that as like a convention.
That's exactly what it is.
Go there to kind of network a little bit, meet people you ain't see in a minute.
Talk about some deals maybe.
Yeah. Try to get your player drafted higher and, you know, talk to all these executives. I kind of look at it like that.
Ask players wild questions about their mama and such.
I think if the NFL had its way, though, as much as we're all agreeing on this aspect of it, that they probably
want to make money.
They
off
probably
of.
Would move it if they could.
I think that's what they're gearing up to do. Yeah. They just I wonder if they were in looking for a place to accommodate this. They might have found a little bit find it a little bit more difficult, and we're like, hey, we could stay in Indy for another year until we find a place that we're in moving in and taking it to another place that fits what we're looking for.
But you know what you're getting in Indianapolis if you're a general manager, an agent, a coach. You know what you're getting. It's consistent. They have it down to a science. And Indianapolis just does that well. You asked earlier about, at some point in their history, Indianapolis decided, all right, we're not going to be Miami. We're not going to be New Orleans. Let's be this. I think it was back, you may not even remember this, back, remember the U.S. Olympic festivals? They used to
have? No, that's not.
That's when that started. They decided, like Colorado Springs is kind of one of the Olympic, hubs.
Yeah.
Indianapolis said, hey, we're going to be the hub for the Olympic Festival. In other words, training young athletes, having competitions for young athletes. I think they still are one of the big Olympic swimming venues and training facility. And ever since then, they said, hey, we can do this, we can do this. And they just do it really well. They do it really well.
It's always interesting to see what various places decide to kind of hinge their kind of, I don't know what the right word is.
They hook.
Their identity.
Yeah, they hook on something.
They kind of just lean into it.
Yeah.
And so, but Indy has been that. And the NFL's biggest convention, I think, continues to be there for yet another year. Now, this is the NFL that we're talking about that is constantly expanding and trying to take the game to various places. And it seems like the expansion internationally continues. This year we got a German game as well as the London games, or just kind of the England games, because they're starting to move that around in London. And I imagine very soon they'll be moving that around in other places in England as well. Seems like NFL is prioritizing the possible expansion to Australia as well. And we got a Brazil game this year. Mm-hmm. Mexico games are there. Could Australia be interesting for you as well as the NFL continuing to push? It seems like the NFL is expanding international games to 8 next year, and it's believed that Australia will be maybe one of those in upcoming years, and like as soon as 2026.
Only the Pro Bowl. That's it. All you can do in the and you have to play a game. It has to be a Pro Bowl game. You have to go back to that. You cannot play an NFL game, an actual NFL game. Maybe not even a preseason. I guess you could get away with a preseason game. But only the Pro Bowl can be in Australia. Trust me on that.
Why do you say that?
It is a long way. I mean, they're a day ahead, literally a day ahead from most of the United States.
So it's Friday.
It's Friday. It might be pushing Friday exactly. I don't know the exact hours. You cannot play an NFL game that even a preseason game, because it matters, for in terms of development and all this other stuff. Unless you give somebody an extra, it has to be the Pro Bowl. That's it.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think the thing that I immediately thought of is, do the time zones line up? Because one of the things that gets real interesting is that when you play these London games, you're playing what? Evening, afternoon over there, and it ends up being you're playing in the afternoon over there, and it ends up being a morning game in the United States. So at least it's still something that can be taken in by American audiences, which is still a majority of what the NFL is doing here, the TV product and all those things.
This would end up being like that. Remember that baseball game that came on 3 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, the Japanese game where they were out there?
It was a real
the
damn
Japanese
game.
Series?
Yeah, it was a real game, like a I forgot who played.
I know it was the Dodgers.
It was Dodgers or somebody.
And I can't remember who the other team was in that. But yeah,
it was a real game, like a regular season game.
And we didn't even know if they played it.
We didn't even know.
And that was the start of the season. That feels like something you could do with baseball with the massive inventory that you have there. How do you do that in NFL football where it feels like there's
you got to draw the line. So you cannot do it. Hey, you want a nonstop flight from Houston to Sydney?
Yes, please.
Yeah, that's the best one. I don't want no
nonstop, baby.
All right, let's go.
17 hours and 35 minutes. 17 hours and 35 minutes.
You can get in your playbook.
Houston to second.
All the game plan. They'll just do all the game plan on the plane. There you go.
No way. No way, no how. Yeah. You got to draw the line
just
somewhere.
Imagine if the Jags had to play over there, mm-hmm. and then the next week they got to just go. They got to go back to Jacksonville.
You got
to
have a bye week on the back end of that. I feel like both teams that go and play over there have to have a bye week if you do
They got
to
have two bye weeks to get back on track.
Right. That's got to be real tough.
Hey, yeah. I'll be thrown off whenever I go back to the East Coast.
Exactly.
And that's a 1 hour difference.
Yeah.
Exactly. I just like the idea of the NFL being on at like 2 a.m. like it's the Australian Open.
By the way, it's 4:10 a.m. right now on Friday in Sydney.
That is crazy.
It's tomorrow morning.
17 hours ahead. It would really prove who are the real NFL sickos, though.
No way.
The people that are up at like 5 in the morning tweeting about.
They're going to do it.
And
no, they're not. They can't do that.
Would we even send the good teams? Like, it'd be a 4 a.m. game, and you're watching, like, I don't know, Panthers and Raiders.
It's going to be an awful game, too. That's the funny part. It's going
to
be a rough
game. What time would kickoff have to be? I guess it could kind of line up a little. You could make it like a 3 p.m. kickoff here, and what would that be, 8 a.m. there?
But then you were telling the people in the stadium, hey, get here
the next day.
Yeah. Nah, if it's like, let's say they kick off right now around 12 our time, mm-hmm. that would be
five in the morning.
Yeah, that'd be 5 in the morning over there.
Tomorrow. No way, 0% chance. It's got to be the Pro Bowl. Now, the Pro Bowl you could do. But again,
the Pro Bowl games have
it would have to be a game, an actual football game.
And they're not going back there.
They ain't trying to do that. They don't even want to go back to Hawaii, man.
Yeah.
Why they got them in Orlando, man?
Well, I think they did the Pro Bowl games in Vegas most recently, didn't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they just.
But I know the last couple years it was in Orlando. It was like, take them to Hawaii,
give
man.
Give them a trip.
Give them a vacation.
Man. Give them a trip. Yeah.
Like, that's why they ain't playing nothing.
So it could be teams could have a Thursday night game followed by a bye week, but then the 17-hour trip on the front end on a short week is impossible.
I do not envy. That's right.
I don't envy the logistics folks.
You get on a plane Sunday and you get there Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't envy the logistics folks at all on dealing with that. Or just generally in the NFL. Yeah. It feels like there's a lot of figuring out. There's a big-time matchup this weekend with the Steelers and the Ravens. And that one is going to be huge. And in that, you start getting talking when you get like these division rivals. And with the Steelers, Patrick Queen has existed on both sides of this rivalry. Mm-hmm. He now plays for the Steelers, was drafted by the Ravens and, you know, kind of got a start. But he reached his ascendance there as well. Patrick Queen said that his move from one division rival to the next, that seemed like a traitor kind of move because mm-hmm. he went to a rival. He kind of explained it away, saying that he didn't have a choice. He said, quote, "I wasn't wanted back. I didn't get the offer back. And it definitely kind of upset, being there for 4 years and the bond that you grow with your teammates and stuff. First few months, you definitely go through those feelings." He says that the Ravens didn't want him back. And that's why he went to a division rival.
I don't disagree that maybe they didn't want him back. They didn't give him, you know, what.
Because remember, they traded for Roquan Smith, and it felt like, okay, you have another guy that you're going to pay a whole bunch of money to play that linebacker role. But the idea that is why I went to a division rival is because they didn't show me the adequate due respect or what have
you. I'm not going
to
say it's off the table.
Yeah.
But it helps when that division rival is coached by Mike Tomlin and is the Steelers and giving you what you
because
want.
Because he's the one that pointed to the brand and said, that's why I'm here.
Yeah.
And it's the Steelers got probably one of the best brands in football.
And if the Steelers were in another division, he still might have gone.
Yeah.
You know, that's my point.
Yeah.
It was opportunity.
And plus, we thought he was going to break bank.
Yeah.
Like, remember, it was conversations about him coming here. Mm-hmm. And we was just like, nah, that's too much money for him.
Yeah.
And he went to the Steelers, got a cheap deal.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe an opportunity for this game in particular to go and try and tee off against his former team. He's not the only Steeler talking, though. Pittsburgh Steelers safety Deshaun Elliott was on a podcast, and he called his former team soft in a way. This is what it sounded like as they are going to face off against the Ravens.
This will be fun. This will be very fun. I haven't been able to play against Baltimore the way I wanted to, because last year I played up for a team that was soft as f- mean. Oh my god, I can't put that on there. That was pretty soft. The guys on the team, but there were some guys who were tough, but like for the majority of the team, there was not mentally tough individuals. So to be on a team with the full team of mentally tough guys going against another mentally tough team and AFC North ball, you know, this is gonna be fun, man.
Soft as bleep. Soft as bleep.
Look, if you're looking from the outside in, it's not necessarily something that could be disputed.
Well, let's hear someone try to. Head coach of the Miami Dolphins was doing some media availability, and they asked him. They were like, hey, somebody, Deshaun Elliott, previous safety on your team, called your team soft.
I am supremely only concerned with the 2024 Dolphins, for sure. And I think that, you know, every team's ability to be mentally tough in the NFL season is definitely tried. And I think, case in point, some of the stuff that we've been going through. And, you know, I think our team played a tough fought game the last 3 weeks and ended up finding a way to win this past week, and I think that's not the easiest thing to do, and just worried about this year's team. And yeah, it's cool you said on a podcast. Cool podcast.
So we go to the court of Judge John Lopez. In the case of Deshaun Elliott versus Miami Dolphins, and who do you rule in favor of on the case of being soft?
I'm telling you, all you can go is by the evidence in front of you. And couldn't they have delivered someone else to deliver the case for Miami? Because, like, just play like the first 5 seconds of it. Yeah, and tell me if this guy is a tough guy. Is, you know, if that team is really, really mentally tough.
McDaniel.
Like, is this the guy you want stating your case about how tough you are?
I am supremely only concerned with the 2024.
All right, that's enough.
I feel you, man.
That's not exactly fire and brimstone. Yeah, man. Like, did he say I was soft? Wow. I'm just worried about us, man.
It's a cool podcast. Yeah, man. Cool. That was his dismount.
Cool podcast. I'm sure Dry Mayo want that guy on this thing.
I rule in favor of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I mean, a notoriously tough, gritty team had the steel curtain. And then the Miami Dolphins, who have been more of a speed finesse team over the last couple of years. Yeah, I feel like you just go and you shut that down. And you just go, look, you could just stop at only concerned with our team this year. Yes. We know what we are. Yeah. We know our capabilities, and we're not worried about outside.
Say it with a little edge, too.
Just be done there.
Yeah, say it with a little edge.
As soon as he started trying to answer the call and well, you know, three games and we won a game. And it's like, oh, no, you lost it.
The best thing he could have said was salute to you, man.
Yeah.
More power to you.
More power to you. Yeah. Salute.
There you go. That's around the NFL here. On In the Loop, brought to you by Quick Assist. Coming up next, we get to our weekly visit with former Texan N.D. Kalu. We'll talk to him next.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.